The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. I'm so happy that you're here to join us. We just rock with information to help you really get involved in something in particular that might be of interest personally to you. And I want to thank Spirit of Giving Network for sponsoring us every week so graciously. They're a wonderful organization that is a network for over 60 nonprofits in the South Palm Beach County area. And they're our sponsors so that we can give nonprofits an opportunity to tell you what they do and how you can get involved. And I'm Kara Zimmerman, and today we have Sue Gallup, who's the Director of Volunteers at TrustBridge, which is one of the finest hospice organizations in the area. Maybe you'll tell us, maybe it's country, state, U.S.
wide.
I will. But I've been wanting to get you on because my mother passed away last year and was in your hands at Delray Medical, and I was so impressed and thought, you know, I had such a wrong opinion, a wrong view. I didn't understand hospice and really what it is. And I know, Sue, you've been with them for many years.
So I have.
You'll take it away and educate us about TrustBridge and the things that you find are so helpful to the families.
Well, it's
so
my
thank
pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Uh-huh.
TrustBridge combines Hospice of Palm Beach County, Hospice by the Sea, and Hospice of Broward County. We put all the programs together several years ago and are the largest not-for-profit provider in our area and certainly an example for hospice programs all over the country. We are caring for over 2,100 patients today in Palm Beach and Broward counties. We also have home health in addition to our hospice programs. We have caregiver support and bereavement and grief programs for both children and adults, and that's open to the community. So we're out there to meet the needs through the hospice program of patients and families who are dealing with a terminal illness, who are not only looking for the expert medical attention that they need and care, but also the emotional and spiritual support. And it's a very difficult time, and we're there to walk beside the patients and the families and make those life moments as they can be. Our focus is on quality of life and care.
I that's a mouthful, Sue.
It is.
I think you have the hardest job in the world, you know, knowing that your family member is dying, be it a few months or, in my mother's case, it was a few days. You have to find probably a volunteer or people that work for you that have an just a bountiful ability to handle grief and helping families. It's a special person.
It is a special person. You know, both our staff and our volunteers come with a compassion for others and totally non-judgmental, there to support, because it's all about the patient and the family. It's not about the staff. It's not about the volunteer. It's being there during that very special time, but also one of the most difficult times.
So what got you involved in TrustBridge, and how many years?
This is my 27th year. I always say
okay.
I started when I was about five.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were young when you started, Sue.
And you know, we were a very small organization at the time, so I've had the opportunity and many gifts along the way to be able to serve in different roles, and my heart is in the volunteer department. I love it. Our volunteers are amazing individuals who are giving because they love others. You know, they're there to support the patients and families. They'll run errands. They'll cook a meal. We have musician volunteers. We have volunteers who are veterans who we do pinning ceremonies to recognize the service that our veterans have given to the country and to all of us. We have pet therapy volunteers and pet peace of mind. We have volunteers in the administrative offices as well as in our resale shops. So we couldn't function without them. They are our hospice heroes.
Oh, hospice heroes. That's so cute. Well, tell us about the thrift shop. What is that?
We have.
I didn't realize you had
we
a thrift
do.
Shop.
We have three resale at its finest. One is in Boca, one is in West Palm, and one is in Juneau Beach. And they couldn't operate without the support of the volunteers who accept the donations and hang things on the racks and display them on the walls and run the cash register. So our resale shops are very significant in helping us to raise funds that goes back into patient care. You know, as a not-for-profit, we have our foundation, which is our farm fundraising arm, and the resale shops come under the foundation. So we're always looking for donations and shoppers and volunteers.
So that's an interesting connection, isn't it? I mean, you have a family that, you know, they lose a loved member, a family member, and then, you know, they could directly donate the household goods. Well, let's face it, we do collect a lot of stuff.
We do. I don't know too many people who don't.
And we have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And where does that stuff go? And usually the family doesn't want it, a lot of it. You know, it's like, what are we going to do with it? So what a nice connection.
Yes. It makes it very helpful. We even have volunteers from the shop who will help our families to pack up things and kind of sort through. So we do just about everything you can imagine.
Well, do you have a truck? The trucks that come and pick up?
There are trucks. Yeah, so, all the arrangements are made by calling the resale shops.
Well, I think I would love that part. Like just like being in the store and seeing what people have and then making those connections, which you seem to do best is make family connections.
Exactly, exactly. And volunteers get discounts. So,
oh,
there you go. Motivation.
Well, there you go. Discount is very important. But, you know, getting back to TrustBridge, how do they work in alongside with the hospital? In other words, a hospital has a patient that needs your services. Do you have a relationship with the hospital so that you can work together with them?
We
How
do.
Does that work?
We do. We have very strong relationships in both Palm Beach and Broward counties with the medical community, whether it's a primary physician, a specialist, or the hospitals or nursing homes, so that when there is a patient who has been given a terminal diagnosis, the prognosis is 6 months or less, but there are no crystal balls. So, you know, people don't necessarily end their life within 6 months. Sometimes our patients are under service much longer. And so once that determination is made, then we're called in and we'll take care of all the paperwork. And once we get the referral and assign the patient to a team who will cover the location where the patient is. So we have two freestanding inpatient facilities, our own, one in West Palm, the Gerstenberg Center, and one here in Boca, the Boca Care Center. And then we have inpatient units within different hospitals. We've got one at John Knox. We have one at Delray Medical. We have one at Bethesda East, another at Bethesda West, Good Samaritan, Palm Beach Gardens, and Jupiter. So for those patients who need short-term acute care, primarily symptom management, they would be in one of the inpatient units. But most of our care is wherever the patient lives. 90% of our care is at home. And home could be a patient's private residence where they're most comfortable. It could be a nursing home or an assisted living facility, or wherever it is they live. We're totally open. Anyone who needs our care receives it. And it doesn't matter what insurance they have or any ability to pay. No one's ever turned away.
I know that I found that piece to be just remarkable. The team that came to my father, you know, passed away a few months actually after my mom, but in his home. So the hospice team that came from your organization was amazing. They just knew exactly what to do, what to order, the hospital bed, the, you know, the nurse that came in to bathe him. I mean, everything. It takes such a load off the family and somebody to talk to.
Right. And I think that's one of the One of the most important pieces is to have that ear to listen compassionately and to be there to support the patient and family to reach whatever their goals are. The core hospice services, which are paid for, it's a benefit under Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, involves nursing and social workers, aides to help with daily living needs, chaplains, and of course our volunteers. But we're very fortunate as a not-for-profit to be able to really focus on other services, such as our music therapy or special programs with our pet therapy and our pet peace of mind, which is to help families at home keep their dogs and cats with them. And sometimes they need a volunteer to come and help walk the dog or take the cat to the vet for their immunizations. And we even have funding for those families who are really struggling financially and can't afford to provide that kind of care. So we can take care of that for them. To board a dog or a cat for a period of time until the family can get everything together. So there's just so many services out there, not only for the patient, but also for the caregiver.
I think that's incredible information for the community, because I bet people that are listening, most of us did not know that.
Yes.
You know, that is the struggle with nonprofits, really, is to get the word out and so the community knows about where to turn when you need. You never know,
right,
when you're going to need a particular service.
And, you know, the end of life is very difficult, and certainly talking about it is hard.
That is.
And what we try to encourage people to reach out to get the information, so that if they're in a situation where they need hospice right now, but they don't know anything about it, there's a lot of misconceptions, and it's a scary phone call to make. So the more people who know about the services can then access them at a much earlier time, because what we hear so often from families is, if I'd only known, I would have called sooner.
I
didn't have to be dealing with my loved one alone for all these time. He didn't have to be in pain. We could have had a quality of life. So that's our encouragement. That's the most important message, is to get educated, find out, make a call, visit one of our units, and see what we do.
Tell me, Sue, what are some of the, you mentioned that it's nonprofit and you offer all these services. How are you funded to be able to do the work that you do?
We're funded through Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. As I said, we have our foundation, which is the fundraising arm. And so people are very generous in the community in leaving us bequests or making memorial donations in lieu of flowers, just making outright gifts, supporting the resale shops, and then supporting our fundraising events that go on. There's going to be, and I don't have the date, but all this is available on our website.
Okay.
We do have a regatta coming up soon. And so we do, you know, different fundraising events. And so as a not-for-profit, our whole focus is on patient and family services and support and those kinds of programs. So everything goes back into our services to allow us to add additional things for patients and families and ensure that no one's ever turned away.
That's a key piece.
It is a key piece.
You don't have to even ask. You can just help.
Right. And the hospice benefit, we provide all of the medication that's related to the terminal illness, as well as any equipment, hospital beds, wheelchairs, walkers. So it takes all of that stress off of the patient and family.
It really did. I remember I was running to Publix all the time for my dad for his medication. And then when we called hospice, it came right to the door.
Right.
So I got, you know, I went to the Publix and I canceled, because here you were helping me and it was coming. You know, the woman that came spent a lot of time doing an assessment and mm-hmm. seeing what he took and getting to know him and myself. And it really was a huge help. I kind of stood there like it was Christmas, you know, like, really, you're going to help me? And that's why I was so excited that you came today, because you help myself and my family in such a great way at such a horrible time. And I want to personally thank TrustBridge and you for the care that you gave my family. And I'm sure so many others feel the same way.
In 35 years, we've provided support to over 200,000 families.
Look at that. 200,000 mm-hmm. in Broward County and Palm
Beach. And Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something, 200,000? Well, I can't thank you enough. What has been some of your in 27 years, mm-hmm. anything stand out in particular that a family situation or there's probably so many, but
there are so many. I
put you on the spot.
That's okay. No, I was just talking to a volunteer recently who's been visiting a patient who's in an assisted living facility, and the patient had been kind of withdrawn, not very talkative, but he liked to take off. And so the volunteer asked the staff if he would be able to take him out. And so once a week they go out, and the patient loves animals. So they go to an animal shelter, they play with the dogs and the kitties, they go to pet stores, they look at the fish, they go for ice cream and French fries, and it's wonderful. And he's as happy as can be and talking more than he ever has.
Well, thank you. We're going to leave for a moment on that very high note, and we'll be right back with a quick commercial. Thanks, Sue.
Are you looking for a different school for your child, where he or she can grow and succeed in ways you've only dreamed about? Well, we have some good news. You have options. We're a nonprofit organization called Step Up for Students, and we award scholarships for children in Florida so they can attend the kindergarten through 12th grade school that best meets their learning needs. You choose. One scholarship helps pay for private school tuition or assist with transportation costs to attend a public school in another county. And now, Step Up for Students also helps children with special needs with the Personal Learning Scholarship account. Customize your child's education. Visit stepupforstudents.org to learn more. It could change your child's life. Again, visit us at stepupforstudents.org and find the best learning environment for your child. Every child deserves a chance to succeed.
Hi, welcome back, community. We're here today with TrustBridge and Sue Gallup, who's the Director of Volunteer Services. And we're going to call this section Volunteer Talk, because that's really what makes TrustBridge so special.
It
is your core of volunteers.
Right, absolutely, in addition to our amazing staff. We have the requirements for somebody to be a volunteer is that they're 16 or older. And they have
16. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of high school students are looking for service hours.
Right. Absolutely. And that they have a big heart and they care. Nobody has to have special training. Once they, people can come to us by calling, which the number is 561-227-5138, or they can visit our website at trustbridge.com and click on volunteer, and you'll learn everything there is to learn about the different opportunities, and you can fill out a form, and then we will call you. And our process, because we are a Medicare receiving organization supported by Medicare, we have a volunteer requirement. It's the only service that's paid for by Medicare that has that requirement, and it's called the 5% Medicare cost savings. So the idea was, when the hospice Medicare benefit came into play, they wanted to maintain the grassroots with the community. And so the way to do that is to keep volunteers involved in the program. So we actually have to have, for us, more than 50,000 hours a year, volunteer hours, which comes from administrative support and direct patient family involvement. So volunteers are really important in so many ways.
Yeah, and there's some record keeping. They have to let you know how many hours.
Yeah, there's a little bit of record keeping there. We try to make it as easy as possible. But because we are our volunteers are considered unpaid staff, we do the same screening and training process with our volunteers that we do with staff. Because, again, this is a very crucial time for families and patients, and we want to be sure that everybody who's going to be supporting them has the same background. So we do background checks and we have training. We provide all of that. There's no cost for someone becoming a volunteer, and it involves a half to a full day of training. And we do that in Fort Lauderdale, we do it in Boca, and we do it in West Palm. So we make it convenient. So we're doing several a month. And then when the volunteer starts, one of my staff will go with them for the first visit that they make, or as often as they feel comfortable. So they can volunteer in any of our inpatient units. They can be assigned a patient at home, which is to provide generally respite for the caregiver to let them leave for a few hours, whether it's to do grocery shopping, get their hair done, play golf, something to take them away, to give them a little bit of mental health time. Then they do grocery shopping, and our volunteers also visit with patients in nursing homes and assisted living facilities because oftentimes their family's not here. And so we're able to provide that companionship and socialization for the patients. We had a volunteer who visited with a patient weekly who every visit was the first visit. You know, he was confused, and they were all very pleasant visits, but it was the same here. This is who I am, and they talked. Until one visit, the patient thought that the volunteer was his own brother and started telling him about a wonderful young man who came weekly to visit and what they talked about. And I said to the volunteer, "What did you do?" He said, "I didn't do anything. I stopped breathing," because I always felt like I was making a difference. But here I had that wonderful, amazing gift from my patient that he really did know that I was there. Because sometimes a visit sometimes is a little bit of a misnomer because many of our patients are not able to visit. They're not able to respond. But hearing is the last sense that goes. And so our volunteers know and they understand they get it to be there and to hold a hand, to play music, to sing, to read, because they know, our patients know that they're there and to be there for the family.
So I bet that's part of the training, you know, to yes. let that volunteer know that story.
We do. We do. You know, we want to make sure that they really understand. And many people who come to us to become volunteers have had a personal experience because, as you know yourself, and I as well, hospice took care of both my parents. I think until you're on the other side, it's even hard to really understand how much it is and how important it is and the value that it has for you. And to know that our bereavement support is there for the families and also for the community and for the children. And volunteers help with that. They'll make phone calls to families and remind them of the services, offer their condolences, and just say, I'm here. And this is how you can access the support.
It was so nice. Speaking of that, you know, after my parents passed away, I think for a good few months, the chaplain called me mm-hmm. just to check in and see how I was doing. I mean, and, you know, that was just part of the service. And the first call was really surprising because, you know, you don't expect somebody to care like that, mm-hmm. an organization. And I have to say, it really did help. And I look forward to hearing from her. And you also offered the support group, mm-hmm. which I attended for, you know, after your parents, you know, just grief support mm-hmm. group, which was very helpful. And do you have those at all the facilities?
We do. Yeah. We have them all over both counties. And we also do events called Celebration of Life, where we invite our families. And it's a time, I call it kind of an upbeat memorial service. You know, it's a time for families to get together, to remember their loved ones, but to leave with an inspirational message and just uplifting. We use a lot of music in those as well. So we're there. We have volunteers who make our Thursday comfort calls. So every Thursday morning in all of our offices, we've got volunteers who are calling about 1,000 families, patients and families. And the purpose is to see if, as they're approaching the weekend, do they have everything they need? Do they have their medications? Do they need supplies? Is everything going all right? Do they need a nurse to come make a visit? And oftentimes the volunteers are calling the same people week after week. And now that's become a friendship. Oh, I was so anxious. I was waiting. Let me tell you what happened this week. And so it's become more of a social as well as certainly a wonderful thing to make sure that those things that always go wrong in the evening and on the weekends, we've tried to be ahead of that and make sure they have what they need. So there's lots of opportunities to be involved.
So the volunteer that does that call, are they calling from home or are they calling?
They're calling from one of our offices.
The offices.
Yeah, we do that because we have offices in Juneau, two offices in West Palm, Delray, Boca, and Fort Lauderdale. So wherever anybody lives, we ask for 3 hours a week. Not a huge commitment, but we sincerely, desperately need more volunteers, more people in every capacity.
Well, tell us, how do we volunteer? Who do we call? What's the phone number? We're ready.
We got it.
Let's do it.
So you can call the volunteer department at 561-227-5138, or you can go online to the website, trustbridge.com, click on volunteer, and there's a registration form, and then we'll call you, and we'll take you right through from there.
They'll grab you, everybody. So call and help the community. That's awesome, Sue. Thank you so much for being here. It was so enlightening, and the community thanks you for the work that you do, and I personally thank you as well.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.